Well, like it or not, we're in a new age of criticism. I mean, with the internet, opinions run wild. Bloggers, crowdsourced reviews, and rallying cries of, I trust my friends more than a paid reviewer. And they heft real weight. So should professional food critics go the way of the dinosaur? Our managing producer, Sally Swift, sat down with Tom Sietsma, the food critic for The Washington Post.
So, Tom, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about the role of a food critic these days. And is it a viable job anymore with everything that goes on the web and everyone weighing in? What is your take?
Gosh, I sure hope that's the case. You know, a long time ago, I apologized for being a food writer, but I discovered that with food, you can write about politics, you can write about health, you can write about finance, economics. You know, it's just open to so many different ways of reporting and telling good stories. And, you know, when it comes down to it, I know some critics were worried about Yelp or other forms of social media where restaurants and establishments are reviewed. But I think it's more important than ever right now because there's so much noise out there. Mm-hmm. And there are fewer people. I am very lucky, as is Pete Wells at the New York Times and a handful of other critics around the country, because we have employers who let us go multiple times to restaurants, who allow us to scout restaurants and maybe never write about them, who allow us to go back and take people with us, and they foot those bills. And they are not inexpensive. I mean, when you do something like this, it is a serious commitment of time and resources. And gosh, whether or not I agree with a given critic, I think paid restaurant critics are really important right now, because at least you can go online and see what their bios are, what they've written in the past. You can see an entire body of work, and hopefully the New York Times and the Washington Post and other large publications, they're supporting these people, or they wouldn't be there.
And ultimately, it is a question about whether or not we value criticism.
Sure.
You know, because, of course, everyone feels they can weigh in, which they can, and it's a really great thing. But, you know, you think about, I think about looking at a movie review, and I know the critics who have share the same style, are
sure.
interested in the same things that I am in, and can, you know, it's the sorting hat of
right.
sort, you know?
Right.
What do you think the weight of Yelp reviews and the like have been on restaurants?
Well, I think they drive restaurants crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear this repeatedly, and maybe it's because people who are angry or upset about something complain the loudest. But I guess as a layperson, I mean, it takes so much work to go through Yelp reviews and discern who's good and who's bad, or to find someone who's good, rather, and follow that person's opinion. You know, I always look at some with too many exclamation marks or poor spelling, or this is the best French onion soup I've ever had. And you want to know, like, where's this person eating French onion soup? Have they been to France? Have they cooked it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And these are all details and things that help inform opinions, I think. And, you know, it's just too much work for the average person. We're all time pressed, right? But, you know, isn't it easier to have a critic with a track record vet a place than someone whose background you don't know?
Mm-hmm. Whose food criticism do you like?
Oh, gosh.
And who do you admire, actually, is really the question, I guess.
Well, you know, my predecessor, Phyllis Richmond, she was my mentor. I would have to list her. Who wrote for the Post. Mm-hmm. She was there for an astounding 23 years.
Right.
And boy, those were big pumps
she
to fill.
She wielded power.
Yeah,
no
she really did.
It.
She was both the food critic and the food editor at the time, and I was her assistant. So I really credit her. She had a lovely voice, and she was a real champion for the underdog and for just good food. You know, she wasn't one of these critics who only wanted to eat in high-end places. In fact, she really preferred that. She told me not too long ago that if she were to do it all over again, she'd want to be the cheap eats critic. And I admire her for that. She had a good sense of humor and always was always inquisitive and asked good questions and everything. I think Jonathan Gold, obviously, he won a Pulitzer Prize mm-hmm. for his work, is really good.
Who also loves cheap eats, interestingly
enough. Who also loves cheap eats, right? Yeah, I think you know, what do they tell us? You know, write about what you know. And he's really made a career for himself, you know, eating low on the food scale there. Ruth Reichel, I think her stuff is just really poetic. And then going way far back, I think I was a fan of Mimi Sheraton's back when she was the food critic for the New York Times. But I could go on and on. You know, I hate to, you know, I have a lot of friends around the country.
No, I understand.
It's just a really hard job to do well because basically you're writing about what you're putting in your mouth and chewing and how to make that come alive week after week.
Be relevant.
Be relevant. Stay on point. Be fair. Be funny. You know, I think it's really important to be a good read, though. I mean, the food stuff you can learn. It's sort of like being a good waiter. I would hire the person who has the better personality and fewer skills than the person who has more skills and not much of a personality, because it doesn't matter how much you know about food if you can't spin a good tale for readers, no one's going to follow you.
Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tom Sietsma is the food critic for The Washington Post. Sally Swift is our managing producer.